A soldier based at the Linton military camp in Manawatu has been charged with espionage and a raft of other charges. A punishment of up to 14 years imprisonment could be meted out to the soldier, who was arrested last December. He faces 17 charges in total, including three of accessing a computer for dishonest reasons. It's nearly 50 years since any New Zealander faced charges related to military spying or espionage. Let's talk to Professor Al Gillespie from the Waikato University Law Faculty. He has expertise in military and counter-terrorism. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Now, I suppose, first of all, your thoughts on hearing that these charges were being laid?
I thought it was someone else's country. This is so much going on at the moment because this kind of charge is something we haven't seen for decades. In recent times, most people would think of it with something like, say, Chelsea Manning and WikiLeaks in America. But in New Zealand, we don't see this type of thing.
So one of the concerns, initial reporting on this, was that there were links between the soldier and far-right extremists. Clearly, this is now before the court. We're limited in what we can talk about. But that in itself is, I guess, it's an interesting aspect, because often if you hear the word espionage, you're thinking this is between countries.
It's possible, but we shouldn't really speculate on that. Look at the crime itself. It's where you've got someone who has an allegiance to New Zealand, who acts with an intention to prejudice the security or defence of the country, passes over information to another country or an organisation. So it could be to an organisation or it could be to another country. The implications either way are very large. One would ruin diplomatic relationships. The other could be a concern that the information could be used for an attack.
Is this likely to be heard in court or as a court-martial?
This will be as a court-martial, but it will overlap a lot with the Crimes Act, because of all of the crimes that you've got there, some of them are traditional ones with regards to armed force discipline, but some of them are also clear crimes as well, such as the misuse of the computer and the obscene material. So what you're likely to see is unprecedented in the way that this will be dealt with in the courts, but also in the way that the media will have to follow it, and the way that the agencies have collected this information as well.
So precedent setting in various ways, I guess. When you say in how it will be covered or how the media will have access to it, what do you mean?
Because there will be, one, we're not sure who's found the information out, whether it's the police, whether it's the military, or whether it's the SIS. And so a lot of that could still be withheld when it comes to trial. But the implications also, because don't forget today, we have the Royal Commission on Christchurch coming out. We're just through the inquiry into Operation Burnham, and we've got the debate about the Australian war crimes. So there's a lot of spotlight on the military right now.
When you say that it's unclear where these where this information has come from, SIS, police, the military, is it then possible that this will have to be held in camera?
Part of it, and not just the information, because we don't know what information has been obtained. And remember, the charge is, part of it has already been handed over. The other charge is attempting to hand over some of the information. So there will be concern about the information in question. There will be concern about the information where it's going to. And there will also be concern about the way that it was collected, because it may be that it wasn't just done domestically. It may be that we've been using the assets of our other friendly countries.
So this could be something that could have implications for Five Eyes?
It could, but we don't know. It could.
As for the timing you mentioned regarding when this has landed, is that likely to be simply coincidence?
It could. It appears to be coincidence, but it's unprecedented right now, the amount of focus that we've got on considerations like terrorism and like the standards and ethics we have expect within the military. This will definitely make us cast an eye on the military to make sure that they're operating best practice. But hats off to the agencies, whichever ones they were, that actually found this and stopped it. It's a very difficult thing to detect. But the bigger problem to my mind is that it's the charge of espionage. It's that something's already been done. It's not just attempted espionage. It's the actual information to the detriment of our country has been given to someone else.
Thank you very much for your time. Professor Al Gillespie there from Waikato University.